morning, morning star travelers. Are you ready for another episode to go where no man has gone before? Into a new mystery, the mystery of our collapsing reality. So today I'm here to share with you what is going on in our reality. I want to lay out a way to look at it so that you can comprehend what's going on. For we are living in a physical-based reality that we use, for the most part, our carnal mind to translate and filter the info that we are receiving. The physical dimension has certain laws that it functions under. But presently, these laws are beginning to falter and fail us. Well, since the fall, the original fall, when humans and one-third of the angels were downgraded to lower species, humans became the closest thing to robots that anything is ever going to get. Because a human with a carnal mind is like a robot looking for a program to become human. Well, it's never going to happen, of course. So what happened is that the carnal mind became obsolete. Nothing's going to change that. Ephesians 4:23 says, "Be renewed in the spirit of your mind." So trying to upgrade your carnal mind can only enforce more deception. We are living for real in a virtual reality, a figure of the true, a counterfeit of the true. And our carnal mind is programmed to feed us false info 24/7 to keep us in bondage to this false reality. The scripture for that is Hebrews 9:24. You can study about that. It tells you plainly that, the pattern of things in the heavens is the real and this is the false. So mankind is busy trying to use technology to reinforce his virtual reality. And this is giving our carnal mind more choices on how to live a more virtual reality life. You can now actually choose the false reality that you want to live in by whatever media you are watching. So the laws that govern the physical reality are based mainly on people giving and receiving. This is not a spiritual law. Giving and receiving is what keeps our cycle going. Working is a type of giving. Working produces motion that results in you getting something in return for your labor. Most people are busy doing some motion that results in them giving of their time so that they can receive back something for their time. The law of Luke 6:38 tells you what happens when you give. So there are also natural laws called tithing. People give to get. This is not a spiritual law. It's a natural law. Anyone can give money and get back more than he gave. It's a natural law. Things like that have been working for thousands of years, and they are now beginning to falter and fail, these laws. And the question, of course, is why? The why is that we have now more people who are not doing anything to keep this cycle going. Well, in fact, they're bleeding it dry. People are taking and robbing from others who have labored so that these people are receiving nothing for their labor. And then there's all these people who are not even working to produce a cycle to receive. So the cycle of giving and receiving is running dry and it's bankrupt. Actually, this is a spiritual crisis at the root that results in the fallout into this dimension. When people are all takers and there are no givers, the cycle cannot regenerate enough energy to keep it all going. So it is now collapsing. People are borrowing from Peter to pay Paul, so to speak. They're just moving things around, trying to put a band-aid on the problem. And they call it an economic crisis. But the greed and decay in the hearts of people is what is producing their own lack. Without you giving, you cannot possibly receive. You can only reap what you are sowing. If you're not sowing, you are creating your own lack. These are the laws that keep our physical reality going. They don't work anymore because nobody wants to do anything. They all want to be robbers, takers, victims, whatever. The only survivors are going to be those who are now sowing to the things of the Spirit. The dimension of the Spirit is not running out of anything. There is no lack there. Everything you will ever need is there. And you have to learn how to access it by faith in it. This is, however, it requires a different mind to do this. It is the spirit of your mind that learns how to operate by the laws of faith, and therefore bypassing the laws of the physical realm. This is the new reality that is coming, and it's overlapping now into the physical reality, little by little, making the laws of this dimension worthless. We have had 2,000 years to prepare for the collapse of these laws. And now you can see, as you look around, things are falling apart. 2,000 years we have been told to live by faith. Learn to live by the things of the unseen, that is faith, knowing that whatever you need will be provided for you when you need it. You don't need to hoard up anything. So, the physical dimension is collapsing, but it is your mind that needs to be transformed and renewed in order to move to higher ground, in order for your mind to transcend to see this new reality from the mind of Christ. I say, get out of virtual reality now, it's crashing. Here's the scriptures for this message. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death, physical laws. Romans 8:6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Two different types of dimensions. Romans 8:7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God and it is not subject to the law of God, neither can it be. It means these two cannot cross over with each other. So Philippians 2:5 is our ultimate scripture. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So dear ones, there are some things to think on. You know, if you're not living and walking by faith right now, you better begin to start to study and obey the word of God, or, you know, day by day, the laws of this dimension are getting further and further away from working, and you're going to be left with nothing, no foundation of any kind to stand on, unless you are spiritually minded, renewing your mind, and learning to live by faith in everything that's already been provided for us. So that's the end of this Bible study. So we'll regroup later and go with God. Call the prayer line or send me a prayer request if you need prayer. And that's the mystery for now. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.